You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. Tonight on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Vincent Montana Jr., who is the founder of the South Soul Orchestra, but he was mostly known as a member of MFSB. Vincent Montana departed April 13, 2013, and he died at the age of 85. On A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Vincent Montana Jr. This is a bowl of soul. I had to give it to you, Mr. Vincent Montana Jr., who we are celebrating in a bowl of soul on this Friday, because Vincent Montana Jr. is responsible and he is part of the Philly soul sound. He was an essential part of the Philadelphia soul sound that dominated in the 70s and the 80s, but he also, Philly soul sound had its beginnings in the 60s, of which he was a part of, and he began his career in the 60s working with pop artists like Frankie Avalon. In fact, Vincent Montana Jr. worked on Frankie Avalon Jr.'s song Venus, but he went on to work primarily with R&B and dance acts such as the OJs, the Intruders, Wilson Pickett, Ronnie Dyson, the Stylistics, and countless others. Tonight on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. Vincent Montana and his spinoff orchestra from the Sound of Philadelphia, which was MFSB. His spinoff orchestra was called South Soul Orchestra, and I know many of you have danced to countless number of South Soul Orchestra records. Runaway by Lolita Holloway. This song I just played for you, Journey to Phoebus. You just got the right size, nice and nasty. Good for the soul. Well, tonight on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to give it up, serve it up right. We celebrate the legacy of Mr. Vincent Montana Jr. And coming up next, one of the songs that I didn't know he played on, Expressway to Your Heart. This song was written by Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff and some of the musicians that participated on this song. Happened to be Mr. Vincent. One of the musicians was Vincent Montana Jr. On A Bowl of Soul, baby, taking the expressway to your heart. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Cause
took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. You know, it's much too crowded. So crowded.
Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Won't you look in my direction?
On expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. You know it's much too crowded. So walk out.
To love, I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Much too crowded. So crowded.
y'all, this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love, and I had to give you some of that Expressway to Your Heart by the Soul Survivors, who first played in New York under the name The Dedications and was founded by member Kenny Jeremiah, releasing several singles under his name in 1962 and 1964. They adopted the name The Soul Survivors in 1965. They signed to the Philadelphia label Crimson Records, who put them in touch with Gamble and Huff, and Expressway to Your Heart was a number one hit regionally in Philadelphia and in New York in the fall of 1967, and the tune reached number four on the Billboard Hot 100 nationally. Expressway to Your Heart spent 15 weeks in the charts, and it sold over 1 million copies, and this is a song of which Mr. Vincent Montana Jr. played on. Expressway to Your Heart. And this is Professor T Love. You're listening to me on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. You can also catch me at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can also catch me on Live 365, 365 days of the year. 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, baby. And you can also catch me on Sundays at 7 p.m. on therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And if you want to check out some more of A Bowl of Soul, you can catch me on Aircheck, www.aircheck.us, baby. And coming up next is another song that Vincent Montana played on. And I just want to tell you that, you know, Vincent Montana was an American composer, arranger, and percussionist. He was also a vibraphonist, okay? And he was really, to me, like a vibraphonist on the order of Tito Puente, because, you know, although Tito played timbales, Tito also knew how to play vibraphones, okay? You know, something similar to playing vibraphones like Lionel Hampton played vibraphones. But we're going to celebrate Mr. Vincent Montana Jr. on A Bowl of Soul by playing another song he played on by the Intruders called We'll Be United, which was done around 1968, 1969, but I believe it's more 1968. On A Bowl of Soul, We'll Be United by the Intruders, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Settle down, I'm gonna make her my June bride. We're gonna walk down the aisle side by side. Cause I love her, she loves me. That's the way it's gonna be. And baby, you just wait and see. We're gonna be
we're gonna be united.
United, and that's the Intruders, baby. And you can hear some of the vibraphones on that song. And just a correction, that song, We'll Be United, came out in 1966, baby. And we're celebrating Vincent Montana Jr. on A Bowl of Soul. And another song that he played on by the great Mr. Jerry Butler, the Iceman Cometh, on this song, Only the Strong Survive, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy,
oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong, you better hold. She made me feel like a clown. There are a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet them if you give up now and say your life is true. Then she said, oh, little strong survive. Oh, little strong survive. You gotta be a man, you gotta take a stand, yeah. So I'm telling you right now, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Hey, you gotta be strong. You better hold.
Don't ever feel like that you can't make it, baby, because only the strong survive, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and celebrating the legacy of Mr. Vincent Montana Jr. You know, he had passed away. He had passed away on April 13, 2013, at the age of 85. And you know, what's instrumental about the Philly soul sound is that not only do you hear the rhythm section, you know, you hear the drums, the bass, the guitar, but it's merged together with a little bit of jazz. That's where the vibraphone comes in. Sometimes you hear a little bit of the Latin percussion in it. But one thing about the Philly soul sound that's instrumental, where it has a heavy backbeat, but it has that lush layer of classical music laid on top, where you hear the violins and the harp and the timpani and the trombones and the horns and the oboes, you know. I mean, it really... That Philadelphia soul sound is definitely distinctive. It is separate from the Motown sound. Although the Motown sound did use the Detroit Symphony Orchestra to lay down those lush strings on top of some of their records. But one thing about the Philly soul sound is that not only did you have the ballads with the lush soul sound, but you even had the jumpers, you know, the hot R&B. Disco jumpers also had the lush strings on it. This is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, bringing you some love and some soul, and bringing you some South soul, and celebrating the legacy of Mr. Vincent Montana Jr. Coming up next, another song that I didn't know he played on. La 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 Means I Love You by the great, and I mean the great, one of my favorite groups before the Stylistics, the Delphonics. And this is A Vote of Soul.
The line wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them by.
Though you're in the searing, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try?
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song. Charms, I'm sure you will see.
You will see
the things I am saying are true, and the way I explain them to you. Listen to me,
la 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 la.
And you know they're responsible. Really, they are one of the pioneering Philadelphia song singing groups, and they were popular in the late 1960s and early 1970s. And you know their most notable hits include "La La La Means I Love You," "Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time," which is one of my favorites, "Break Your Promise," "I'm Sorry," "Ready or Not," "Here I Come," "You Can't Hide," and the members of the Delphonics, William Hart, Wilbert Hart. The original members were William Hart and Wilbert Hart and Randy Kane, and then an additional member was added, which was Major Harris. As you know, Major Harris died last year on November 9th, 2012, and he was a member of the Delphonics from the early to mid-70s, but William Hart and Wilbert Hart still are going strong with the Delphonics. There are other members: Greg Hill, Salam Love, Joe Branch, Garfield Fleming. These are some of the people that have substituted in the Delphonics. And like I said, this was one of the songs that Mr. Vincent Montana played on. And I just want to tell you a little bit about his group, the Salso Orchestra, because the Salso Orchestra was formed in 1974. They lasted till 1982, and they've had a lot of successful hits. okay? South Soul Hustle, Tangerine, You're Just the Right Size, Nice and Nasty, Ritzy Mambo, Getaway, Dance a Little Bit Closer, Chicago Bus Stop, It's Good for the Soul. You know, one of their albums, classic album, is the South Soul Christmas album, Christmas Jollies album, which is still, to me, is a standard. You can't have no Christmas party unless you play, you know, South Soul Orchestra Christmas, baby. You know what I'm saying? Meaning you can't have a Christmas party without that. But, you know, the South Soul Orchestra was conducted by Vincent Martana Jr. It had up to 50 members with instrumental section arrangers and conductors. And, you know, members of the South Soul Orchestra were also members of MFSB. And as they say, there might have been a disagreement. There was a disagreement with producers Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff over finances. So some of these members went to South Soul Orchestra. And then other members of this group also were the Ritchie Family Orchestra, and also one of my favorite, which I kind of knew that they had that Philadelphia soul sound, that South Soul sound, was the John Davis and the Monster Orchestra. You have to hear them back up Lucy Hawkins on "Gotta Get Out of Here." Anyway, I'm having one of my moments here. But yet and still, the South Soul Orchestra by themselves, they've had a lot of hits. One of the albums that I had that I played for you earlier, one of the singles, Journey to Phoebus, that was off of the Magic Bird of Fire that came out in 1976. That was like my first album that I bought from the South Soul Orchestra, baby. And this is a bowl of soul. This is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. You can catch me on therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. on Sunday. You can also catch me on Live 365. Come out, check out some of those tunes. Non-stop, baby. Non-stop. No commercial interruption. Except for a couple of commercials. Let me just change that. But it's still non-stop music. And then you can catch me on aircheck.us by going to www.aircheck.us. And make sure you support A Bowl of Soul, baby. Buy the hats, t-shirts, cups, mugs, hoodies, pajamas, you name it, with the logo A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you can purchase that at http://tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, we're going to play my man, Mr. William Devorne. This is another song that Mr. Vincent Montana Jr. played on. Blood is thicker than water, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
They say that but I say they're wrong in what they're thinking of. What they don't know, and I think they ought to, and that is that blood may be thicker than water, but not when you call it lust blood. Blood may be thicker than water, but nothing's thicker than love. Nothing's thicker than love. People draw lines that you don't dare step over. This world's so full, full of do's and don'ts. We'll fight with feeling, baby, deep love and feeling. And so I'm saying blood may be thicker than water, but not when you're caught in love's blood. Blood may be thicker than water, but nothing's thicker than love. Nothing's thicker than love. They lock up and shut up, find all kind of ways
Mr. Vincent Montana Jr., and this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up, we're going to have a little promo for Miss Ace of Health, Miss Alexis Hutton, telling you you need to take care of yourself and get yourself healthy with Ace of Health.
Hello to all you lovely listeners out there. This is the Ace of Health Wellness Coach, Alexis H., coming to you live and direct from A Bowl of Soul. Spring and summer are near, so it's time to get in gear. I'm the coach you're looking for to help you fit into that swimwear. Are you tired of being tired? Stricken with health issues such as diabetes, high blood pressure, menopause? Or are you looking to keep a good thing going longer with that special someone? If you are, feel free to contact me, Ace of Health Wellness Coach Alexis H., at 631-ACE-TOP-1. That's 631-223-8671. Or email me at aceofhealth1@gmail.com. Remember, real beauty begins with putting health first.
Remember what she said, real beauty begins with putting health first. And make sure, if you're interested in getting your health together, contact Ace of Health at 631-223-8671, or you can email Ace of Health at aceofhealth1@gmail.com, baby.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You can't belong. feel like dancing. Come on, come on. Look me up. Vincent Montana Jr. played on as a member of MFSB, and you know this is a classic album because this is the self-titled debut album of Blue Magic, and this was released in 1974 on the ACCO label. And you know the music for the album was provided by Sigma Sound Studios' legendary house band MFSB. Bobby Eli, co-composer of Sideshow and Just Don't Want to Be Lonely, who worked as a guitarist on the album. And he stated that he believed that, you know, that this, you know, the thing about Blue Magic that they were successful at doing was they not only were successful at singing ballads, they were also successful at singing up-tempo tracks. Something that was kind of sketchy for the stylistics, although the stylistics made several attempts at some up-tempo tunes that really were pretty good. And the Delphonics, you know, they had the only song that I thought that I think the Delphonics might have did that might have been was successful that was up-tempo was something that they did with Major Harris in 1974. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it was a nice song, and it was really a nice up-tempo beat for them, and it was really a change from what they normally done, which would be the lush ballads. But this is A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Vincent Montana Jr., coming up next, off of the Magic Bird of Fire LP 1976, the South Soul Orchestra, featuring Miss the Late Great now. Miss Lolita Holloway, who I found out was a member of the gospel caravans in the late 60s with Dorothy Norwood. You know, I tell you, it's amazing when you can connect the dots. Well, anyway, On a Bowl of Soul presented to you, Runaway by Miss Lolita Holloway with the South Soul Orchestra. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Yes, I'm gonna mess around, 'cause that's the way I want to be. Gonna try to get it down before I let love get to me. Yeah.
seven kind. I got things all over town and do just what is on my mind.
Montana Jr. You heard Lolita Holloway say, come on, Vince, play your vibes. And, you know, you hear not only the R&B, you hear the jazz, and in the background, you hear the classical music. And let me tell you, that Philly soul sound was phenomenal. I'm telling you, this is music that is still emulated till this day. I'm not saying Motown is one of a kind. Don't get me wrong. Nobody can play a bass like James Jamerson, or play drums like Benny Benjamin, or play a guitar, you know, like Marv Tarplin, you know, or play the organ like Earl Van Dyke, baby. You know, Motown is one of a kind, but let me tell you, Salsa to me laid the foundation for a lot of the house music that you hear all over the world. They laid that foundation. When you hear that South Soul groove, you hear that MFSB groove, you hear that Philly Soul groove, you hear it in the house music records today, baby. And you know, Runaway was remade, remade by the New Eurekan Soul Orchestra, and they did their cover of Runaway in 1996. And to this day, even up to the day that Vincent died, he was still working on some fabulous projects, because he was like Miles Davis. You know, he wasn't stuck in a particular era. He kept evolving. And, you know, he was working on this song called New York City Boy by the Pet Shop Boys, my British boys, you understand? So, you know, Vincent Montana, definitely, a lot of people don't know who Vincent Montana Jr. is. But I know, if you know South Soul, you know Philly Soul, you know Vincent Montana. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, we're going to give you another groove that Vincent played on. It's called It's Good for the Soul, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Thank you. better believe it, baby. That's definitely good for the soul. And we're going to wrap up with one of my favorites. You're my number one DJ. I hope I could be your number one DJ. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're my number one DJ. Oh, my number one man. I can't lose with the songs you use. Hits of today.
You're my number one DJ. Oh, my number one man. I can't lose with the songs you use. You get me up to dancing, get me on my way, cheer me up with the latest, greatest hits of today.
Celebrating the legacy of Mr. Vincent Montana Jr., who departed this earth on April 13, 2013. I definitely had to play this legend, this the person that he just left a great legacy. And, you know, he was a composer, arranger, and percussionist. And he is one of the architects of the Philadelphia soul sound. And this is Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul. I hope that you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Vincent Montana. And yes, make sure that you catch me again on Friday. Check me out in the archives. Go to the Progressive Radio Network website. Go to the archives. Look for A Bowl of Soul, baby. Put some of this music in your iPod, MP3 player, Sony MP3 player, iPad. You got it. Put it in there, baby. And just want to wrap up to let you know, remember, we want to save the future one tie at a time. Celebrating families with children stricken with cancer will be held at the Cobb Galleria Center 2, Galleria Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, on April 27th at from 6 to 11 p.m. This group, BlackTiesForCancer.org, is working in conjunction with Ms. Aretha Cleveland, who has her own organization called Winning the Battles in Your Mind. And they would love to have your participation and you to donate to this particular cause. And the ticket pricing starts at $50 for the event. And yes, you know what they're trying to do is to help families pay for cancer treatments for their children, because nearly 39,000 families each year rely on the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta to treat their diseases. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And yes, come and catch me next week, and make sure you can hit me up on @A Bowl of Soul on Twitter. And if you like the show, contact me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And also, like me on Facebook. Look up A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T. Love. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And I look forward to giving you another dose of soul, baby. And this is Professor T. Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.